Okay, we're here today with Danny Lee and Dan Murphy from Bridgestone Golf. Guys, how are you doing today?
Great, how are you doing?
Excellent. We want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us. And before we get started, we were wondering if you could give us a little bit of background about your history in golf and with Bridgestone as well.
Yeah, definitely. This is Danny Lee. I've been in the business since 2000. I worked on the retail side of the business from 2000 to 2006. I did various odd jobs there. I did repair work, club building. I was also the buyer, the manager of the shop. So I have a lot of experience on the retail side of business where I interact with a lot of consumer. So I have a lot of different needs from the consumer side that I understand that it's been a great help for me in my job currently. I came to Bridgestone Golf in September of 2006. Customer service, and learn a lot there, just dealing with different accounts and talking to those guys about, you know, what they're looking for, you know, what we need to do to improve our product in the United States. And so I recently just joined the marketing team with the help of Dan Murphy here. And so it's been a phenomenal experience, and looking forward to building the brand up in the United States.
And this is Dan Murphy. I've been here for 3.5 years at Bridgestone Golf. Came here in August of 2004. The main mission for me has been to launch the Bridgestone brand. We were Precept previous, and so 3.5 years, half a year in preparation, and then 3 years just in January would mark our 3-year anniversary at Bridgestone. So it's been a fun ride and a good run. Previous to that, I was with Maxfly Dunlop Slazenger Group up in Greenville, South Carolina, and but this has been a lot of fun. Looking forward to keeping the momentum going.
Excellent. I know you guys are building and making a lot of momentum and building a strong reputation among better players especially. So I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about the advantages of being backed by one of the largest companies in the world provides you guys.
Well, I think it's a huge advantage, and I think it's one of the main things that sets us apart from our competitors. We are part of one of the biggest companies globally, certainly I think the biggest company that competes in the golf business. Bridgestone Tire and Rubber, it's bigger than Goodyear, it's bigger than Michelin, it's a $30 billion sales company, so very, 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 very large. And we think it gives us advantages really on three fronts. First, financially, it gives us very, very strong depth and a strong position financially. You know, we've all seen golf brands come and go in this market. We have the staying power financially to really continue a strong investment strategy and get our name out and establish ourselves among better players. So financially, I think, is one area. The other one is engineering-wise. The engineering strength that Bridgestone Tire and Rubber possesses. They have 800 engineers working on polymer technology, and a lot of that expertise and knowledge is transferable, particularly to the golf ball side of our business, and allows us to produce a golf ball that's you know, really the best in the business in our point of view. And then promotionally, we also think that it's quite a strong characteristic to be part of that company promotionally. We've got a lot of things going on. We're the only equipment company that has a title sponsorship on the PGA Tour with the Bridgestone Invitational WGC up in Akron at Firestone Country Club. We've also gotten some tremendous things. This is we're just a week or so after the Super Bowl that we're talking about this, and you know, I think everybody saw 144 million people anyway saw the halftime show put on by Bridgestone, sponsored by Bridgestone, as well as commercials during that time. Although that was Bridgestone Tire and Rubber, there's a trickle-down effect for us in the golf division as we try to establish our name as a high-tech, high-quality brand name in the golf sector. So I think it's a huge difference maker for us, and one that we're very proud of.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing to add to that is the, when you think of, you know, Japanese product and also Bridgestone product, you think of quality. And that's what we've done with our clubs and our balls. It's just we preach quality, and that's what you see when you get onto the marketplace.
Yeah, the culture of the company is very strong R&D based. And I think what happens with the way that a tire is developed and the amount of technology and thinking and research and effort that goes on in there is also applied to how we develop golf products, be it clubs or balls. So that whole culture of R&D and intellectual property and such is a huge, huge asset for us, and we'll leverage it very, very much in the future.
Excellent. Now, can you tell us a little bit about how Bridgestone sees itself in the U.S. market?
Well, certainly our first step in creating, ultimately what we want to do is have a full-line golf company with all products as we do and as a market leader in Japan. We'd like to transfer that degree of presence into the U.S. market, but we know that we have to do it in a step process. We know that the first thing for us to do is establish our golf ball. And in the 3 years that we've been around, we've made some pretty good steps toward doing that. And we've got a full line of golf balls all the way up to tour professional levels down to more recreational players. And so feeling good about that. The second step is to begin to establish our club business, but do so in a way that gives us an identity in clubs and is a focused approach. Our focus on clubs is on the forged irons, and I think Danny's going to talk a little bit about the details of our J36 line, which we're very, very excited about. So we have a stepped approach to becoming that full-line golf company. And also, I think as we enter the market, we know that we've got to offer something different, new, and something really we think is better. And one of the things that we do both on the balls and the clubs is talk a lot about getting the right product for the right player. You know, our thought is that there's a lot of big-time companies that we're competing against that sort of have perhaps an older mentality, sort of a one-size-fits-all industrial revolution kind of mentality, produce a whole bunch of the same product and try to sell it to a lot of different players. Our approach is a little bit different, both in balls and clubs. Ball-wise, we've been doing a lot of ball fitting, where we're trying to educate consumers and get them into the right ball for their game. And it gives us a great way to compete against the market leader who's kind of got a one-size-fits-all mentality. And that's not our approach. Ours is the right product for the right player mentality. Same thing goes for clubs. We're going to talk about our combo set. And the combo set allows the player to design the set that they want, not necessarily a set that was designed in some laboratory that was supposed to fit a lot of broad range of players. What we want to do is drill down on that and get a set of clubs, set of irons in particular, that fits a particular player.
Exactly, and it's all about education, like you mentioned, education on ball, education on club. So as soon as we engage customer, get them to talk about the product, that's where I think we get them is once they talk about the different balls they're playing and then the different clubs they're playing, it establishes ourselves as something unique, something different than our competitors.
Yeah, so if you want to summarize it, you know, we're the anti one-size-fits-all brand.
Excellent. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the relationship between your sister company, Tour Stage, over in Japan, and you guys in the U.S.? How has it changed in the 3 years since you got started?
Well, the Tour Stage brand is positioned at the very, very top of the Japanese market. And the Japanese market is characterized with a very, very demanding consumer base. Consumers in Japan tend to be more research-oriented, more informed than U.S. consumers, and in that way they're more demanding in terms of quality and specification. So the Tour Stage brand in Japan and what we can learn from that and apply to the U.S. market is very, very valuable as we try to establish ourselves as a premium brand in the U.S. market. You know, the attention to detail, the attention to quality, the attention to technology and innovation is a huge, huge plus for us.
Yeah, it's to kind of on the subject of kind of like the Bridgestone tires and tail balls, kind of the same thing with clubs, the Tour Stage brand, where we use a lot of their technology, a lot of the R&D that they come up with over there, and we apply to the U.S. market what fits over here. For example, if you get an iron product from the Tour Stage, they typically have a little more offset, a little more square. When you bring it to the United States market, the U.S. market is a little bit different. They prefer less offset, a little bit more rounded clubs. So we definitely take those things in consideration when we build a product for the U.S. market. We use a lot of what Tour Stage does and apply it to what we use in Bridgestone products.
Well, that's really interesting. Now, you guys made some big news just past off-season with the signing of Charles Howell. And your tour staff has really been growing in the past few years. What does adding somebody like Charles Howell III do for your company?
You know, I think he's a great player, and in addition to that, a great guy. And we're very, very proud to have him join, I think, a pretty impressive tour staff already. So I think he'll add to the validation of our brand by going out there on the tour and playing well. And we fully hope and expect that he'll win with our products. You know, he was drawn to our company because he saw us as a technological leader. And if you know Charles, he's very into the details and the background and the why, what, and how of his equipment. And he's always learning and always thinking. And I think there's a good match between our technological leadership and his sort of technological approach to his game. So I think it's a good fit. I think he's going to, obviously, visibility is great. He's wearing our brand on his hat. He's carrying the bag, playing the clubs on the ball as well. And excuse me. Sorry about that. So that's a good fit and a good addition to an already strong team.
Yeah, and also, you know, it gives us instant credibility on our clubs. You know, you get a guy coming from Callaway, he's playing these irons for a long time. He comes directly to us and switches over to the J36 irons, and is a seamless transition for him. So, you know, that gives us, I think, a lot of credibility on our club side.
Can you give us a little bit of info about what clubs Charles Howell's playing right now?
Yeah, right now he's actually playing a combo set that we have from the J36 series. When he first joined our staff, we built him a set of stock combos, which we built J36 pocket cavity 3 to 5 iron, cavity back 6 through 8 iron, and then blade 9 through pitching wedge. And that's his initial test run with them at the Shark Shootout earlier, late last year. And right now, he's actually playing a set of cavity backs 3 to 6 iron and 7 through pitching wedge blades with Dynamic Gold X100 in there. And also, he's putting in play the West Coast 54-degree wedge currently.
Very cool. I know it's interesting to see him adapt into that stuff so quickly. It didn't take him very long to start playing the clubs at all.
No, not at all. He's real easy with irons. You know, he really liked the look and the shapes of the irons, and especially the one comment that he had was this felt incredibly soft, and he could still work the ball. Still maintain that little forgiveness that he wanted with our cavity backs and blade. So it's nice that we were able to transition in so quickly from his Callaway irons into the Bridgestone irons. It literally took us, we signed him, in the process of signing him, he came to our facility on a Monday, and we built him several sets to try out, and he immediately fell in love with the irons, and now he's pretty much set in on the irons for next year, or for this year, excuse me. We're actually in the process of getting him some pocket cavities with a little bit less offset in there, and then to try out, because one of the things is he wants to turn over the ball with his 3 and 4 irons.
Very cool. Now, what sort of influence does your tour staff have on the design or production of your clubs?
They have a tremendous influence. We have a model here, you know, it's tour-inspired, tour-tested. So any product that we come up with, we first go out to the tour staff guys that we have, you know, Freddie Couples, Stuart Appleby, Charles Howenow, Matt Kuchar, Snedeker, who am I leaving out? And a couple other guys out there that we'll bring some product out there, for example, you know, driver heads or fairway woods or hybrids or iron sets, and let them hit it and kind of take their feedback from it as far as the shape of the clubs, if it's too round, too square, you know, how it feels, you know, what kind of performance they're looking for from the clubs. So we take that feedback from the tour guys and bring it back to our R&D guys and say, hey, this is what they're looking for. Let's make this happen for them. And then they produce another prototype for them. And essentially the prototype gets out there again. You know, we go from maybe like 10 variations to 2 or 3 variations that the tour guys will test out. And then once they test those out and we finally settle on something, we bring it back to the R&D team and say, hey, this is kind of the final run of what we're looking for. Then they build it, and then we work on the cosmetics the whole time while they're testing the product and make sure it fits their eye and also fits the market that we're in, the United States market.
That's really neat. I know a lot of companies have different routes they take from tour to retail, and it's nice to see that you guys stay so true to the clubs that your tour players use.
Exactly. I mean, we're designed for the better players in mind. And so with that better players, that's the tour staff guy. And we design for those guys first, and then the final product that you see on the marketplace is essentially the same thing that those guys are playing. So it's not, you know, sure there are some prototypes out there that those guys have that it doesn't become available to the public. It's just because we don't feel that it's going to meet the market here in the United States. And so that's why we kind of go that route.
Excellent. Now, I know Bridgestone takes a lot of pride in the construction of your irons. A lot of club fitters comment that you're one of the best OEMs in terms of producing stuff on spec in terms of loft and lie. What separates your clubs from some of the others on the market?
Well, you know, appreciate that. It's just a matter of, you know, Japanese product, believing in our product, and having the best for the consumer. And basically, you know, everyone knows about Indo manufacturing, or a select few does, and that's what we use for our forging. And we've been using them for a long time now. There's two points of difference that we ask them to do for us that's a little different from our competitors. The first is how we press our irons. We press these at 1,600 tons of pressure. So what that does is it creates a very precise forging. And also, at the same time we press them, we warm forge irons. This creates a very smooth forge surface for less grinding, basically higher precision. And also, with the material, it creates a very dense metal grain structure. What that does, it results in a softer and more solid feel when struck. So those two points of difference that we have with our relationship with Indo that we get them to do, it makes the product, we believe, a little bit more superior than any other product out there.
Awesome.
And also, now, you know,
go ahead.
Also in the marketplace, you know, United States, it's a tough market to break into because of different vendors. In Japan, we're the number one, we produce the number one forged irons over there. We actually own the number two share overall club market. So we have a lot of backing from Japan. And we bring that to the U.S. market where, you know, we offer a premium product at a price that is not outrageous. You know, our new J36 irons will be out there on the street at $799 for a set 3 to pitch and wedge, whereas a typical competitor is going to be $849, $899,
$999,
so forth.
Excellent. Now, before we go any further, I know a lot of people were... A lot of people had some interesting things to say about the blue graphics on the club. It's a little bit of a departure for you guys, but I was hoping you could give us a little bit of your perspective on exactly why that was included.
Well, that's one of the things we had difficulty with the G33 series was it was a phenomenal product that we put out there, you know, the blade, cavity back, and the combo set. The only problem with that is, you know, we make a great product, but no one was buying it, and it was mainly we had to deal with this curb appeal. And so we looked at this project with J36 irons, like, you know, what can we do different that will sell through at the retail shops? And then one of the things we addressed was curb appeal, basically, something that catches the eye of the consumer. And as you know, well aware of, you know, I read GolfWorks, Golf WRX 2, and see a lot of different opinions about it. There's a lot more positives than negatives about it. Mm-hmm. You know, just seeing the image, the quality of the image wasn't portrayed properly on certain websites. And so I think that resulted in kind of a negative image for us with that blue mark. But so far I've read, you know, it's more positives than negatives. But the main reason is just curb appeal, where when you walk into a shop and you look at all the forged irons together, something sticks out, and that blue wave sticks out at you.
Definitely. I think it's a lot more subtle in person than a lot of people expect.
Yeah, definitely. I love it now. It looks great. It blends in well with the other three sets, and it definitely pops out at the shelf when we had it at the PGA show. That's one thing a lot of people commented, like, wow, we can see those eyes from far away. So that's what we wanted was, you know, basically something that gives it a little bit of curve appeal where they can, like, oh, there's a product. Let me go put it down. And once they put the product down at address,
that's where we get the consumer. It's a beautiful product. It feels great, and it's just a matter of getting it in their hands. That was the main reason for that blue wave.
Definitely. Now, you guys are employing a really interesting new strategy in order to get these things, these new clubs to market. Can you tell us a little bit about exactly this custom order method of delivering clubs now?
Yeah, basically what we're doing is in March 15th, we're launching the J36 combo. It's going to be just a stock set, 3-5 pocket, 6-8 cavity back, 9-3 pitching wedge blade. So that will be available March 15th. And then April 15th, we'll launch the blade, cavity back, and pocket cavity. And at that time, once April 15th hits, you can order basically any combination you want. We're calling it the ultimate combo set. The reason we're doing this is so that way we give the consumer the choice to mix and match whatever they want to. I hit a low ball. I played in Texas pretty much my whole life, and it real windy, so I needed to hit a low ball, so I always hit a low ball. But coming to Georgia now, you know, these courses are a little greener, a little softer, and so there's different needs out here. And what's so great about the irons is that our J36 pocket cavity has the highest MOI out of all the three clubs. And so, you know, 3, 4, 5 irons always have a problem getting the ball up in the air. So now you can mix and match those in there, the 3, 4, or 5 iron, whatever you want, whatever combination you want, and then transition over to the cavity back, where it gets to a little bit more ability to work the ball, but yet still have the forgiveness of a cavity back. And so, you know, I play that basically 6-3 pitching wedge right now. And so we give the consumer the choice to mix and match whatever set they want. And this is exciting because it gets people talking about our product. Like, you know, this is what I would do. You know, we talked to several different retailers, and they're like, okay, you have one guy wanting this and another guy wanting that. So now we give that choice to the consumer. You know, it's basically your game, your choice, and you can do what you want with that. And so, you know, you probably in Houston have different needs out there, so definitely we can address those needs, especially because the set blends in so well together. When you set it up from a dress, you know, the pocket definitely is a little thicker, but it's not too bad where you can transition to a cavity, from cavity to blade. It's an easy transition. And all the graphics match with one another. We have the premium forge on the trailing edge. We have the B-Mark, which we're heavily promoting this year, and then the J36 and the Blue Wave, and the Bridgestone Golf on the hosel. So from the blade cavity to the pocket, they just blend in well together from just the from the top point of view, and then also that address.
Excellent. Now, I know trailing edge relief is common throughout all the clubs. How exactly will this help golfers?
It's real simple. It just basically gives you a better performance from a variety of lies. So when you're out of rough, it basically has less resistance out of there. And so, plain and simple, it's just better performance from a variety of lies, less resistance out of the rough. That's to sum it up.
Perfect. Now, the J33 line was real successful with better players. What exactly did you want to improve upon with the J36 line?
Well, we wanted to kind of create an iron that appealed to a wider range of better players out there. The J33 series did a great job with you know, the 0 to 10 handicap. And so we wanted to expand on that handicap from 0 to 15. J33 blade was definitely a tough club to hit. Very small, sweet spot, but for the pure ball striker who's looking to shape their shots, the 33 blade was a phenomenal product. And same thing with the cavity back. Great product. We just want to improve kind of aspects of the looks of the club and also how they work together, all three sets blend in together. And so we created Identity, you know, the ultimate combo set, and we feel that this is going to meet more a wider range of players out there.
Very cool. Now, probably more than any other club in the line, the J36 blade has received some pretty significant design changes from the J33 model. Why exactly were these changes made, and what can golfers expect to see in the new model?
Well, there's the main thing you will see, the J33 blade had a very long hosel. And so what that did was raise the CG a little higher and closer to the heel also. And what we did with the new 36 blades is actually shorten the hosel a little bit. well, not a little bit, but dramatically, where now we can move the weight closer to the center of the club face, or the CG, closer to the center of the club face. What that does is it creates a very, a little bit more forgiving club, a little more solid club overall, and the ability to work the ball is now enhanced with the 36 blades. And so that's what we've done with the blades there. Also, I mean, that the top line and the sole is very thin, just like the old 33s. So that was the main difference right there. And the whole purpose was to make it blend in well with other sets, you know, going from transitioning from the pocket to the cavity and to the blade. Mm-hmm. We didn't want someone to go from the cavity to the blade where the sweet spot was too small. We basically worked on all three sets together, and that's the reason for the change there.
Excellent. Now, what about the updates to the J36 cavity?
The main update, it's basically we enhanced the muscle thickness in the back of the club. So what that creates is a little bit more meat behind the ball. And so now you get a better sense of feel and also the ability to feel the ball behind the club behind the ball. That was the main difference on that particular club.
Perfect. Now, the pocket cavity is probably the most exciting introduction of the line. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, we're excited about this product. This is where we feel that it's going to be a great success on the marketplace. Basically, it's a two-piece forging. What we've done is forge out the face first, and then the back piece we weld it on together. And what that does, it creates a pocket. So that's why we call it pocket cavity. And what this pocket does is we're able to move the weight around, discretionary weight around, gives it a higher MOI club, yet gives the feel of a premium forged club. So it's definitely not a game improvement club. I would call it a game enhancement club for the guy that, you know, who maybe is a 5 to 15 handicap, who maybe want to play the whole set with pocket or mix that. He has the ability now to play a club that has the feel of a premium forged.
Definitely. I know it feels incredibly good. You can't tell that there's any kind of pocket behind the ball. It really feels like a more solid, traditional club.
Exactly. And then that's another area we addressed was how's that going to look when the player addressed the club. We worried about it popping out to the player's eyes, so the better players don't want to see the back of the club. So we addressed that issue to where we put it on the club. Now, you know, when you set up, you don't see the back of the club at all.
Perfect. Now, what kind of custom options can golfers order in terms of shafts and grips?
Well, we expanded our options tremendously this year, especially on the grip side. Now we're offering, you know, the stock grip will be the Tour Velvet on there with the Bridgestone logo. And we'll also offer some more grips, the new Decade multi-compound in yellow-black and also blue-black. We'll offer the Tour Velvet ribbed. Of course, we still have the Tour Velvet full court with the Bridgestone logo on there, Tour Velvet midsize, and then a couple new grips from Lampkin, the Crossline cord. And with the Wind, and we continue to use the Wind midsize and oversize. We've added the standard size and also a new grip from Wind called the PCI Hybrid, which it's a phenomenal grip that you'll see commercials with Butch Harmon, John Daly, doing with the PCI Hybrid, so, you know, different players, different needs. So it kind of fits into our motto, you know, your game, your choice.
Excellent. Now, the J36 Hybrid seems to share a lot of design aspects in common with the Gravity Chamber model. What changes were made to it?
Oh, sorry, I missed a question there. So.
Okay, no problem. The J36 Hybrid is also going to be introduced this year. And it seems to share a lot of design aspects in common with the Gravity Chamber model. What changes were exactly made to it?
Well, we took the best of the J33 Hybrid and the GC Hybrid, and we combined that into the J36 Hybrid. You can attest to, you know, how it looks and how it feels. Mm-hmm. Basically, with the GC Hybrid, we had a two-tone color, which a lot of players were hesitant to use. And so we addressed that issue by making just like a jet black finish on top of the 36 Hybrid, just like the 33. Also, the profile of the 33 was too wide, so we narrowed the profile to the GC profile where it's a little bit deeper and not as wide, and therefore create a club that you can hit high and straight and land soft. And also we've added the VS Proto as a stock shaft, which gives a very neutral feeling. So the weighting is more neutral on the J36 Hybrid also. And so it gives the better player the ability to work the ball in any direction they want to.
Excellent. Now, I know there's a channel on the bottom cut out of the sole of the club. What does that accomplish?
Basically, it moves discretionary weight around. Benefits of just being able to move the weight more to the perimeter of the club. So anytime you can do that, basically makes the club more forgiving, higher MOI, and that's the whole point of the channel cut right there.
Perfect. Now, is the lie angle on the hybrid adjustable? And I know the VS Proto is a standard shaft. Are there going to be any other options offered?
To answer your first question, the hybrid is not adjustable. We always look into this product as being able to be adjusted probably in the near future, but right now, currently, it is not adjustable. And to the second question about the shaft options, of course, the VS Proto is going to be the stock, and then we've also added a UST V2 hybrid as a custom option. As of right now, of course, we're going to definitely increase the cost options in the near future, add more stuff to it. We're just testing a lot of different shafts out there and make sure it works on that head. And so those are two shafts that work really well on that head, and we're going forward with that. And like I said, look for more stuff in the near future.
Perfect. Now, I know the West Coast design wedges were a big hit in the last model. What changes were made to the new liquid copper ones?
We've had great success with the West Coast design wedges. The two things that we did to this particular wedge that was a little different, of course, is the finish. We call it a liquid copper finish. It frames the ball a little bit better, and it'll also come off over time and rust, so it gives a little bit better feel, better spin over time. And then the second thing we did was add a mill face on there. And what this mill face does is actually increases spin around the green. So now that 30 or 40 yard shot around the green or in the rough, it catches the mill face, imparts a little bit more spin. So it will spin a little bit more than the old West Coast wedges around the green. But the neat thing is that when you mill a face, it actually decreases full shot spin. For the guy, you know, that has a sand wedge or a gas wedge and they're hitting from, you know, full shot from 80 to 100 yards, actually imparts less spin with the mill face. And so we're really excited about this product. A lot of positive reviews from various websites, especially your website. And so we're excited about the possibility of this switch taking off in 2008 for us.
That's really interesting. I know a lot of people are concerned with controlling spin on the full shots but still maintaining it when they're short-sighted around the green. So
yeah, definitely. It's one of the issues you see, like, oh, I spin the ball too much, or especially with the better players. There are some players that definitely can't spin the ball, and this wedge will spin the ball a lot compared to anything else out in the marketplace.
Definitely. Now, why are the West Coast wedges cast rather than forged like the J33 models?
You want the real answer or the fake answer?
How about both?
Basically, it comes back to the tour input and what those guys want out there as far as with their wedges. You know, wedges, it's always been cast. You look at the top guys out there, you know, I don't want to mention, but, you know, Cleveland and Titleist, they're 8620 mild carbon steel, so they're cast heads. And so those guys are used to that product, and so we basically produce these wedges based on tour feedback. And so, you know, like Applebee plays a couple versions, so does Tao, a couple other guys on staff out there. So, like the earlier question you had, tour influence, that's definitely a tour influence wedge. That's why we use the cast versus the forge head.
Excellent. Now, is there any chance we're going to see Bridgestone going into the putter business in the future?
We're not ruling anything out, but as of now, we're content with establishing ourselves as an iron company first and, you know, producing quality products there with wedges, hybrids, drivers, and fairways to complement the line. But right now, we're no plans with putters, but you never know.
Excellent. Now, I know your J33 drivers have a big cult following, and a lot of people are anxious to know if we're going to see any new drivers in fairway woods in the spring.
Stay tuned. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, we've had great success with the 33 Series and established ourselves as a driver that's very low spin. A lot of people, that's one of the things they mention about that product, is very low spin. And we do a lot of testing with different products, with our tour guys and also with different players around here. And what we found out is that, you know, that 33 is still working well for the average consumer, the better player out there, just looking to lower their spin. So it's definitely still a presence here in 2008, and we always have product out in tour testing, and we should eventually come out with a new driver, but, you know, this product is so phenomenal that we're continuing in 2008, and you should see something new in 2009 for sure.
Excellent. Now, since this is Golf WRX, we can't let you leave without finding out what clubs are in your bag.
Got a bunch of prototypes that I can't talk about. Just kidding. Basically, my bag right now is a 33R460 driver, 9.5 degree. Have a VS Proto in there. And then the Fairwoods, I have a 3-wood 15 degree and a 5-wood 18 degree. Right now, I'm playing with a J36 Hybrid, the 3-iron replacement, which is 22 degrees. With the stock VS Proto shaft in there. And I'm actually playing the mixed set of irons. I'm playing the pocket cavities 4 through 6 iron, and then cavity back 7 through pitching wedge. And then also I mix in some blades on certain days, you know, like a 9 or pitching wedge when I chip around the greens. And then West Coast wedges 52 and 56 degrees, the new liquid copper finish. And putter is, you know, that's kind of like, it just changes, it rotates out every week, so I don't know about putters. So that's essentially my bags right there. And then I played the B330 golf ball and the E6 Plus golf ball.
Excellent. Well, we really appreciate your time today. I know you guys have been really busy throughout the early part of the spring, and it means a lot that you take the time to answer all our questions here.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we appreciate, you know, that you guys look at us and continue this relationship with Golf WRX, and we appreciate it.
Awesome. Take care.
Okay.